And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, indeed, please take a seat. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. If Twitter's more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. We'd love to have you follow us, and perhaps we will follow you as well. But in today's day and age, it's about the devices. It's about your ability to hear us no matter where you are, day, night, 24/7, 365. It's about radio on the go. And Joe, would you please explain it to the people?
Well, there's a number of ways that you can use your device to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you wherever you go. The first, of course, is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment. There's all that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's also TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing, a versatile app that you can download to any of the aforementioned devices that we've talked about, a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and also a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
No question about it. And if you're away from home and you're serving our country and you're protecting our rights and our freedoms, let me tell you, we appreciate it and glad you can get a little taste of home from us.
Yeah, Bob, on the other side, we will tip off a big Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, set the table and start knocking things down. That's all next, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At the Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to the Y at ymca.net/give. The Y. For a better us.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let's set the table, my friend, and devour this Friday buffet edition of The Attack.
Well said, Bob, and we do have a big 2 hours on tap for you. You know, we're going to talk a lot of NBA as there was a big playoff game yesterday in the Eastern Conference, and we'll dive into that. There's a full slate of playoff action tonight and all weekend long, so we'll take a look ahead to that. There's also a big pay-per-view boxing match from out in Vegas for the WBC middleweight title. We'll be talking about that. And, of course, Saturday is the first Saturday in May, so it's the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby. We'll be covering that. We're obviously going to start you out and spend the entire first hour on the National Basketball Association playoff action, coaching carousel, and more. And then as we roll out hour one and into hour number two, we'll mix it up a little bit. At 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, James Smitty Smith joins us, and he's going to help us preview the upcoming Canelo Alvarez Amir Khan WBC middleweight title bout, and we'll get his take on that and the entire card. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, our old friend Anthony Stabile, Horse Racing Radio Network and VegasInsiders.com, joins us, and we'll get his take on this year's Run for the Roses and a quick look at all the other big stakes races on the card, some interesting things to spotlight there. So that's pretty well the rundown of this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, Bob.
Anthony probably halfway through his first cigar of the morning.
I don't know about that, but pretty close. Probably headed in that direction, at least for breakfast anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
He's what do you always say fun. Yeah, he sure is, and he'll give us some great insight on what is a wide-open Kentucky Derby this year. What do you say we dive right in and start talking NBA? And the place to start is probably in Toronto, where the Raptors topped the Heat in overtime 96-92. To not their best of seven Eastern Conference semifinal matchup at one apiece. And it was a must-win game, and I talked about this yesterday, and I don't think I was going out on any great limb, but it was a must-win game for the Toronto Raptors. And I talked about how important it was that they got off to a good start in this one, and that's really exactly what they did with that 29-point first quarter, where they forced 11 Miami Heat turnovers, and they went out to the big lead after one quarter. It got a lot more interesting after that, but that was really part one in the formula and so important to the Raptors because as tight as they've been at home for the entire postseason, down 1-0 in your building in a best-of-seven series to a good Miami Heat team, if you come out and you have one of those 18-point first quarters and you find yourself on the wrong end of a 10-point deficit, man, the collar really tightens for the Toronto Raptors, and I'm hard-pressed to figure out how they overcome that. So fortunately for them, Miami doesn't play particularly well in the early going. Toronto does play well. Kyle Lowry gives them solid contributions in the early going, and the Toronto Raptors find themselves up early in this one, and you have a basketball game, and the Raptors have a chance to to not find themselves in an impossible to climb out of hole.
Yeah, I think that message got across to Toronto, and they did come out flying. They were playing terrific defensive ball. Miami was a little bit sloppy, too. I don't think they got their legs under them after the overtime victory right away. And it took them a little while to get back into the game. But slowly but surely, they reeled Toronto back in. And from the second quarter on, it became a very competitive game. And things seesawed very well into the fourth quarter. Once they got into the fourth quarter, it kind of looked like Miami took control of this basketball game, Joe. But credit to Toronto. They came back. They got all the way back, got over the hump at about the eight-minute mark, gave it back, but then scrapped till the end, got it to overtime. And then unlike the first overtime where they couldn't hit the ocean with a bucket of water, they actually played, scored, and came away with the must victory.
That's a pretty apt description of what happened. It was a must-win game. They didn't make it easy on themselves, as we talked about. They jumped out to the big 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter, and Miami was really just awful in that first quarter. They couldn't get a shot to go down, and more notably, they were just sloppy with the basketball in the early going, again, having those 11 first-quarter turnovers. But then, as you talked about, Miami kind of got their legs under them, or Toronto really was inefficient in the middle two quarters, scoring 19 in the second and only 15 in the third. Miami wasn't great. This wasn't a great – it was a close basketball game, but it was far from a great basketball game, and Miami had struggles of their own in the second and third quarters. But slowly but surely, playing better ball than Toronto played in the second and third quarters, they reeled the Raptors in. And by the halfway point of the fourth quarter, it was the Miami Heat who found themselves up seven in the middle of the fourth quarter. And I think you made very good points. You know, all of a sudden, Kyle Lowry, who got off to the good start early, went back to being the Kyle Lowry that we all know and really don't love in the postseason, and he was playing lousy ball for the second and third quarter. He couldn't get a shot to go down. He hits two huge late shots in the fourth quarter, and Jonas Valanciunas was everywhere in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that really went a long way towards allowing Toronto to force overtime. And maybe they actually win this one in regulation in the fourth quarter if DeMar DeRozan or anybody else on that floor for Toronto could have hit a damn free throw down the stretch. That was really, really just something remarkable to watch. And I guess that points again to that tightness that we talk about that Toronto's had all postseason long at home. They take what should be a huge home court advantage, a raucous crowd in the building, an equally raucous crowd outside the building watching on monitors. And instead of it being a big advantage for them, it's actually been a big disadvantage for them, Bob.
No question about it. And, you know, as I'm watching this and I'm formulating my storyline for this morning, I was going twofold. Neither one of the guards shot particularly well. I mean, statistically, yeah, 20 points and 18 points respectively, but they really didn't shoot the ball well. And then I'm watching at the free throw line as clank after clank after clank is happening. And I'm saying to myself, they're going to lose this damn thing at the free throw line. They should be pulling away from Miami at this point in time instead of being even with them. They're giving it away on the free throw line. And how often do we talk about that in basketball games? They were fortunate enough to get it to overtime. But as I said, you got to give credit where it was due. They came out, made their shots early in overtime, and put the pressure on Miami. And Miami just wasn't able to answer.
That's a good point. You know, that's a fair description here. And, you know, if I'm Miami, I understand I end up with a split, and I'm happy about that. Might have been nice to go home up 2-0 when we had a chance. But you've got to be pleased if you're the Heat with getting a split in Toronto, and you've got to feel pretty comfortable about your situation here. And here's something else if you're the Heat that you're probably pretty excited about. They played pretty lousy this entire game.
Yeah.
And they still only lost by 4 in overtime. You know, here's a couple of numbers that really stick out for me. Again, 21 turnovers for the game, 11 in the first quarter that allows Toronto to go out to the 10-point lead. Joe Johnson just 8 for 22. Dwayne Wade and Goran Dragic combined for 7 assists the entire game. Wade alone, he wasn't great offensively. He was adequate at best, but he really had trouble handling the basketball, and he had 5 big turnovers in this game. So as much as Toronto saves their season and salvages the split at home to send, and now goes back to my, and then now this series goes to Miami with it knotted at 1 game apiece, when you kind of look at some of these things, you can't be too encouraged if you're the Raptors in that Miami played awful bad basketball by their standards, and they still were able to take this one overtime, and they only lost by 4. Why don't we pick it up there on the other side and let everybody weigh in at 800-878-PLAY. We're the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Well, indeed it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And if Twitter is more your thing, at Span56, and of course, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA.
All right, Bob, let's dive back into this and let's continue to tackle the Raptors' 96-92 victory over the Heat. Both of these games thus far have gone to overtime, with the Raptors winning one and the Raptors losing one. They salvaged the split at home. Miami still has home court advantage. And when you really look at this series, to me, based on how everything's unfolded, I'd have to say the Heat are in control. When you play as badly as they did in Game 2, after Toronto goes out to the early first quarter lead, you know, Miami didn't do anything great to really reel Toronto back in. It was more the ineffective Toronto Raptors allowing the Miami Heat to reel them back in.
Yeah.
You have to feel comfortable if you're Miami that you're playing the better basketball. And by all accounts right now, you look like the better team, because as bad as you played in Game 2, this game went to overtime and you lost by 4. For Toronto, you got to be scratching your head. With so many of the things that have gone on, you come off a 56-win regular season. We all look at their roster and we love the young talent. But the two all-stars on this roster, their inability to function in the playoffs at an elite level is maddening, both Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan was better in Game 2 than Lowry. Lowry got off to a good start and helped fuel the Toronto 10-point lead, the run that put them out to the early 10-point lead. But then he was horrible until the back end of the fourth quarter, where he hit a couple of key shots that allowed Toronto to force overtime. But those two guys on a night-in, night-out basis, underwhelming the way they have, has to be maddening. That coupled with the fact that they take what should be such a huge home court advantage and turn it into such a big home court disadvantage, really in many ways has to be disheartening for the team, the coach, and the organization and the fan base when you look at the talent that's on this 56-win team.
Well, you know, you made a lot of great points there. I want to address a couple of them. And you know, we had talked about it not only in preview but after Game 1. And a lot of it just points flat out at their backcourt. And, look, shooters are going to shoot. And DeRozan will either find his stroke or not find his stroke over the course of the playoffs, and that'll go a long way in determining whether or not they win or not. But Kyle Lowry is coming up small in so many ways. And you talked about the really good first quarter, and we're fair about this. We give credit where credit is due. But then he disappears for two quarters. And the fact of the matter is he shot 7 for 22. He can't throw the ball in the ocean, Joe. And I watched some of the pregame stuff and actually postgame from Game 1. He hung around after Game 1, went back into the arena, and shot for about a half hour. He couldn't shoot. It was absolutely amazing. He couldn't shoot the basketball. And it's in his head. He's not making shots when it matters. I watched in the middle of the fourth quarter where he repeatedly had dribble penetration, blowing past Goran Dragic, going past Dwayne Wade, and refused to shoot the basketball in among the trees. He was constantly looking to pass out. And Miami was aware of it. They kept blocking the passing lanes on him, kept turning the ball over. And he was really ineffective at that point in time. Now, again, to his credit, at the end of the game, he came through. But there's something going on inside that kid's head where he just has absolutely zero confidence in his ability to execute. He's not shying away at the end of the basketball game, which is a plus if you're a Toronto fan. But as far as the execution aspect of it goes, as the great John McKay said, I'm all for it. He ain't getting it done.
Well, the only thing you can hope for if you're the Toronto Raptors and if you're Kyle Lowry, that hitting those couple of shots late in the fourth quarter gives him the confidence he needs to shake out of this career-long playoff malaise. Now, this is not just this season.
No, no.
I mean, the numbers show he is one of the worst playoff performers in the history of playoff basketball. His career field goal percentage in the playoffs is 34% and 23% from three for his career. He scores 3 or 4 less points a game in the postseason than he has over his regular season career. And that number is really skewed, and it should be a lot more severe. Because when you look at it now, Kyle Lowry is a 20-point-a-night scorer in the regular season who grew into that job. He was a role player early in his career, then became a solid player, and only after 6 or 7 seasons in the league did he become an all-star caliber player. So the regular season career numbers are skewed a little bit. But the realities are, He's now a 20-point-a-night scorer who's scoring 12 or 13 points a night in the playoffs. He shoots about 10 percentage points less from two and from three in the playoffs over his career than he does during the regular season. His assist-to-turnover ratio goes from 3-1 in the regular season to 2-1 in the postseason. He's really become one of the very worst playoff performers in the history of the NBA amongst elite players, and his numbers for futility in the postseason are at historic levels. And the guy right behind him in those historic levels of ineptitude, the guy right behind him is DeMar DeRozan.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a big problem. I guess the only thing you can hope for if you're Lowry and the Raptors, you hit a couple of big shots, and late in this game, you seem to have confidence. So with that said, maybe those shots seeing the bottom of the net might be just the thing that helps you shake off this career-long playoff malaise. If not, they're not getting out of this round, and the path to the NBA Finals has gotten remarkably easy in the East for a resurgent Cleveland Cavaliers team.
Yeah, I think it's fair. You know, this is one of those instances where the stats don't lie. I mean, both of these guys are at the bottom of elite performers, but here's the other aspect of it. This is what you have. I mean, if you're Toronto and you're in that locker room and you're that coaching staff and you're trying to convince these guys, they got to keep shooting. I mean, hopefully they find the bottom of the net as they did at the end of the basketball game. But, you know, DeRozan, he's always going to shoot. Lowry's the guy that I worry about because, like I said, I'm watching him in the middle of that fourth quarter when opportunity was there, and he might not have shied away at the end of the game, but he shied away in the middle of that fourth quarter. He was looking to do anything but shoot. And Miami picked up on it, and that's where they created a lot of turnovers when Toronto had an opportunity to take control of the game, and Miami was fouling them on the defensive end, and then they were not making their free throws. It's a mess there in Toronto. And you talked about the path with Cleveland. You know, if you're sitting there and the worst scenario happens for Toronto and they go out in five games, I'll tell you what, how do you look at this team going forward? I mean, we like the roster, but all of a sudden, if you're management, you're looking at this roster as constituted and you're saying to yourself, all right, we'll make the playoffs, but we can't go any further. We're not going to win the East because of the fact that these guys do not perform when it matters.
Well, you know, in watching this game, there were a couple of things, and it's interesting. Some of the things you say are pretty interesting. We love the roster. We like the regular season win total. You know, you look at the talent that they've accumulated, and you say to yourself, boy, this team could be a contender for the next few years in the East and have a real chance to make it out of the East and represent the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. But I think you made great points. When your two best players have all-time records of ineptitude as playoff performers, how are you really a contender to make deep runs through the postseason? So if you're management, you've got to start to ask yourself, well, what do we do? Are we in a position where we have to blow this thing up because as good as the talent that we've assembled is, we have a fatal flaw, and it's that our two go-to guys are anemic playoff performers, and that's going to undermine us all the way through? They'll have some tough questions to answer in Toronto if they should get eliminated rather easily in this postseason run. I mean, there are a couple of things that I also took away from this on the positive side. And I don't know if they're enough to overcome all the negative that we've talked about. Number one is Jonas Valanciunas. And maybe with the struggles of Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, maybe that's a guy you start running the offense through. His work with Jack Sikma is paying dividends down in the post. And he gets all over the boards. If he can stay out of foul trouble, maybe he's a guy, and you go a little old school and you go inside out, and you start to run your offense through Jonas Valanciunas, because when he stays out of foul trouble and he's on the floor, he is a dominant, dominant basketball player. And as I said, his work with Jack Sikma on his post moves, coupled with his natural youth and athleticism, looks like it's putting together a very, very dangerous and talented post player who might end up being the future of this franchise. Just something to think about. That's number one. My other takeaway, boy, and we've been hard on Toronto for their failings at home and all their issues. But you know where I got to give them credit? They're gritty. They dig out of some tough and improbable holes to find a way to hang in there and sometimes steal basketball games. It's a real interesting group. And I think on the other side, maybe you should weigh in on a couple of these things I threw out there before we move on to some other news around the NBA, including taking a look ahead to tonight's matchups and trying to answer the question of why exactly Larry Bird fired Frank Vogel. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number if you'd like to chime in. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the possible evolution of this Toronto roster to the point where Valanciunas becomes the go-to guy, which, Joe, is a distinct possibility. I mean, I love this guy when he came into the league, and he showed you right away that he had ability. You mentioned the work with Jack Sickman and how his game is becoming more and more rounded. And he's a beast on the boards. He's given Whiteside all he wants and then some. And I could definitely see if the inconsistencies with the guard play, which they focused around thus far, they bring in Damari Carroll to provide a little more balance. Damari Carroll to bring in a little more balance. But I could see Valanciunas becoming their go-to guy at a certain point, or at least their number two option, because of the fact he creates such mismatches, and he has really good athleticism on both ends of the court.
Yeah, no, there's no question about his athleticism. And, you know, there's getting to be a higher and higher level of refinement to his game as well.
Yeah.
And the work with Jack Sickman is really paying dividends. You know, he didn't have much of a post game even just a couple of years ago.
Right.
You work with Jack Sickman, you'll develop a post game, and that's what's going on with Jonas Valanciunas. I guess the biggest thing with him and the thing that's holding him back right now is his inability to stay out of foul trouble at times.
Right.
He finds himself, you know, playing assistant coach and being nailed to the bench because of foul trouble frequently. If he can get clear of that, along with continuing to develop, the natural athleticism is there. The want to on getting on the boards and everything else is there. And you saw it down the stretch. A player in Hassan Whiteside, who since the All-Star break has been terrific. If there's been a better pure post center in the league at the five position since the All-Star break, I defy you to name him. Whiteside's been great. Whiteside could not stop Valanciunas down the stretch last night in this game. And it was really one of the driving forces that allowed Toronto to get to overtime. So I wouldn't be shocked if, as you're starting to look at this, you say, with our playoff failings because of our backcourt guys who are our all-stars and the continued growth of the young Jonas Valanciunas, maybe he becomes the guy that you focus your offense around, and that's the way you advance and move forward without having to blow up this entire team.
Yeah, I think it's a distinct possibility. And if that ends up being the case, then that message has to get across to Kyle Lowry that, okay, look, we don't need you to score as much as we did in the past. Just make sure that ball gets where it belongs. He's very good at doing that. He needs to get a little bit better at doing that. Or I could see a situation where they try to move him. Of course, his value is at a low right now. But yeah. There are some point guards out there. You know, we're always talking about Atlanta wanting to move Jeff Teague. Conley's going to be on the move more than likely out of Memphis. And, you know, there are some players out there that could slide into that situation and be better or at least more consistent than Kyle Lowry is. If I'm management and they should go out with a whimper in this particular series, I guess I have to seriously look at it and see if there's any bidders to take Kyle Lowry off my hands.
Well, you know, these failings of Kyle Lowry are all in the postseason.
And
the point we're trying to make, I guess, really is the NBA regular season is incredibly long. With the success the last few years of the Raptors in the regular season's now become foreplay for them. It's not about regular season success and winning 50-plus games and being a top two seed in the Eastern Conference. It's about what you do in the playoffs. And those Kyle Lowry failings in the playoffs perhaps make him susceptible to be moved along and bring in a more consistent option at the point guard position, particularly a more consistent option in the postseason. I think that's a very good point. Again, you know, the other thing I mentioned in the last segment, it's an odd team. They play so poorly at home so often, do such a poor job of taking advantage of what should be a great home court advantage. But yet there's a resiliency and grittiness to this group that I find quite odd.
Yeah.
You know, they'll get these impossible situations, and then they'll battle back, and sometimes they find a way to win, sometimes they come up short. But there is a certain grittiness you have to like. It's just that they're so, and I guess to kind of wrap this discussion up, so damn inconsistent from game to game, quarter to quarter, minute to minute, that it's maddening despite their talent. But there is a certain grittiness and resiliency that they have that means they're never out of anything.
Yep, I think that's correct. But, I mean, you think about it, Joe, and we talked about it when we were previewing. We both agreed that given the right circumstances, although Cleveland was playing much better basketball going into the playoffs, that we could see Toronto coming out of the East. We looked at the roster and we said, yeah, okay, it's a feasible situation. But here they are, and you talk about the grittiness, which is all well and good. But if you're putting yourselves into those positions all the time, you have to question the overall roster or coaching, because, you know, we're not on the inside looking at it, on how this team is going in there at home and not performing what should be a distinct advantage. And I agree with you. Look, grittiness is great. They show it. They never give up. I get all that. But they put themselves in that position to start out with. And that's the frustrating aspect of it. And if you're upper management, you can't be happy with that. You have to be looking at that going, all right, where's the fatal flaw within this organization that's putting them in that position to start out with?
Well, you know that their GM is brilliant. Masai Ujiri is a brilliant general manager. And you know in the offseason, he'll be doing a lot of looking at this roster. And whatever he does, whatever he deems is the case is more than likely the case. So if he moves on from a Kyle Lowry and or a DeMar DeRozan and they shift the focus much like we talked about, well, then clearly he's seeing it the way we are. If he doesn't, well, then he either couldn't find the right suitors or he's not seeing things the way we are. And if the first things don't happen, I'll tell you what will happen. It's the second thing. Dwayne Casey won't be the head coach there anymore.
That's right.
Because if they get knocked out in the second round easily by Miami, something is going to have to change in Toronto. Because they can't keep doing this. You can't keep getting knocked out the first round or getting knocked out easily in the second round, yet winning 50-plus games in the regular season. You know, again, you're that non-tender contender who goes nowhere fast, who eventually has the window close on you, and you've accomplished nothing. So if you're not able or are not comfortable making some changes to your personnel because you think the personnel's right, well, then the coach is wrong, because something is going to have to give here, because you can't continue to do this and stay status quo, because ultimately you'll look back, your window will have closed, and you will have accomplished absolutely nothing.
Yep, and that's what I was saying. You know, look, it you want to point it at Dwayne Casey? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, not when you win 50-plus in the regular season. But when they're getting
hard decisions from Masai Ujiri in the offseason if they get knocked out, aren't they? Real
no
tough.
Question about
these
it.
These are not
you
easy.
Know, you can look back, Joe, and you saw the same thing happen to Vinny Del Negro. You know, you can argue the merits on whether or not Vinny Del Negro is a good basketball coach or not, but the reality is he had a great season, and it got shown the door after the playoffs when they didn't perform.
And, you know, again, tough decisions in the offseason for Masai Ujiri. Because he's got to make hard decisions. Is it the personnel? Is it the coach? Is it some combination of both? What can I do? What will I be able to do? And what will I do?
Yeah.
So,
and you know,
it's
a young team, but it's not a super young team.
No, you're absolutely correct. There's a lot of youth, but there's a lot of veteran experience. The window is open now. The window will close in a not-too-distant future. So if they get knocked out here, and it's rather easy, there'll be some changes in the off-season. I don't know exactly what they are. The changes that are made will go a long way in determining what Masai Ujiri and the Toronto Raptors felt was actually wrong with this team in its off-season failings. And then we'll be able to take a look and see what happens going forward. But speaking of going forward, a couple of games on the slate tonight. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland goes to Atlanta up 2-0. This is just a bad matchup for Atlanta. Styles make fights sometimes. Atlanta's inconsistent on offense in the postseason and have been for the last 2 years. Sometimes Kyle Korver shows up. Sometimes he doesn't. Same can be said for Paul Millsap, who has put up some prodigious numbers this offseason, but on a game-in, game-out basis has been up and down. Again, they just don't match up well with Cleveland. Cleveland's figured out his formula. They've picked up the tempo. They're playing small ball. It's a lot of four out and a lot of floor spacers. LeBron acting as the point guard, facilitating everybody else's offense, and he really has units out there that he likes. He's very comfortable. Big three playing the best they've played in their time there in Cleveland. This is going to be a short series. Again, much like I talked about Toronto going in yesterday, if Atlanta doesn't come out big and they don't get a 10, 12, 14-point lead mid-second quarter, Cleveland could end up storming the castle on them. And if Atlanta doesn't get off to a good start and actually finds themselves down, with as shaken as their confidence is, it's pretty likely that Cleveland rolls in Atlanta, takes the commanding 3-0 lead, and then it's just a matter of time as it relates to when they knock out the Atlanta Hawks, and then the Clevelands get that much-desired rest between rounds. This round of playoff basketball doesn't seem to be taxing them at all.
Nope, and we talked about this matchup and the fact that they have similar styles in many ways, undersized big men who shoot the ball well, who pass the ball well. Cleveland's are just better. You have the second best player on the planet right now in LeBron James. He's very comfortable, as you said. He's got guys around him that he feels he can play with. It looks like they finally have fit the puzzle together, at least in this playoffs thus far, and particularly in this round. It's ugly right now for Atlanta. One thing I'm looking for is I want to see, particularly with the fact that he banged his shoulder up a little bit, I want to see if they get a little overly physical with Kevin Love in this game three and really make him earn it a little more, and how Kevin Love responds to that if they can force him defensively down in the post and get physical with him.
Fair question. Something we'll have to watch out for. Again, for me, the big takeaway is Atlanta better get off to a good start or it's going to get away from them fast.
Yeah,
it's just a bad matchup. Cleveland dominates Atlanta in the postseason. I expect it to continue. I expect this series to be short. I don't expect the Cavaliers to be taxed, and I expect them to be very well rested for the Eastern Conference Finals. And I got to tell you, with the landscape of the NBA playoffs right now, things are setting up very well for the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James to get that NBA championship ring. On the other side, we'll look at the other matchup in tonight's NBA playoff action, and that's how we'll wrap up Hour 1 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it is.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Kugou a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, it's funny, Joe, we were talking about Toronto and maybe the fact that they'll have to blow that roster up depending on what decisions are made by upper management there. Well, Coach Bud won the power struggle, and Coach Bud is in charge of personnel, and Coach Bud coaches this basketball team. But if they go out easy against Cleveland, they're going to have to reexamine that situation in Atlanta too, because they're kind of treading water right now, and they've got some people that other personnel people in the NBA would like to get a hold of. They just have to get value for some of those pieces if they decide to move them.
Well, I think there'll be some movement there, Bob. I think we both agree there, and I think Coach Bud and the Atlanta Hawks upper management know that Coach Bud has gotten the most he can out of this group. There'll need to be some changes. And they're going to go out quickly here against Cleveland. Things are setting up real well for the Cleveland Cavaliers to perhaps win the NBA championship, something I don't think either of us thought we'd be saying 2 months ago. But landscape has changed an awful lot in the NBA in those 2 months. So they look poised for a long run and perhaps ultimate success. That said, we go to the second of the two matchups in the NBA playoffs for Friday night. All knotted, one game apiece, game three in Oklahoma City, 9:30 Eastern Time, ESPN, San Antonio, Oklahoma City. Well, it's going to be a long series. It's going to be a good series. These are two very, very good teams. Right now, OKC has the home court advantage with their Game 2 victory. I don't expect San Antonio to go quietly. They're going to come out all guns a-blazing tonight after the long layoff.
Oh, I think home court will go back and forth. I really do.
All righty, Bob. Well, that's a wrap on Hour 1. Great hour it was. On the other side, we got a very mixed bag and fun Hour 2 ahead of us. We'll set the table on the other side. But keep it right here for the news right now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
One of the latest verbal battles involving Donald Trump is with a congressional leader.
Donald Trump fires back at some comments made by Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan about supporting the presumptive Republican nominee. In an interview with CNN, Ryan had said he looks forward to eventually supporting Trump, but he says, quote, "I'm not there right now." The Wisconsin Republican saying he first wants to see Trump do more to unify the GOP. Trump responds with a statement saying he's not ready to support Speaker Ryan's agenda. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton catches a lot of heat from protesters. Hundreds demonstrate at Cinco de Mayo rallies for the former Secretary of State in L.A. yesterday. Most of the protesters staying outside East Los Angeles College, some able to get inside, one who confronted Clinton on the rope line, quickly surrounded by police. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Sean Hayer, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
One of the latest verbal battles involving Donald Trump is with a congressional leader.
Donald Trump fires back at some comments made by Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan about supporting the presumptive Republican nominee. In an interview with CNN, Ryan had said he looks forward to eventually supporting Trump, but he says, quote, "I'm not there right now." The Wisconsin Republican saying he first wants to see Trump do more to unify the GOP. Trump responds with a statement saying, he's not ready to support Speaker Ryan's agenda. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton catches a lot of heat from protesters. Hundreds demonstrate at Cinco de Mayo rallies for the former Secretary of State in L.A. yesterday. Most of the protesters staying outside East Los Angeles College, some able to get inside, one who confronted Clinton on the rope line, quickly surrounded by police. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A South Carolina teenager convicted in a terrorism plot gets out of prison early. Authorities say the unidentified 17-year-old wanted to kill soldiers in North Carolina with the help of an unnamed radical Muslim. The charges could have kept him imprisoned until he was 21, but the Department of Juvenile Justice is letting him out after a year. When you're taking mom out to brunch this Mother's Day, doctors say it's a great opportunity to talk about cancer in your family history. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the details this morning.
Dr. Hallie Moore with the Cleveland Clinic says cancer, such as breast and ovarian, can be genetic, and knowing about a family history of them now can help prevent them from developing later.
By knowing your family history, you may know better if you might be at risk for a similar type of cancer. And in some families where there's such a strong cancer history, we may be able to test for genes that are associated with those cancers.
Breast cancer can be inherited from either parent, as men can carry breast cancer genes as well. For those who have a strong family history of cancer, there are testing options available through a simple blood test. I'm Anthony Lucero.
A San Francisco judge says a lawsuit can move forward against Facebook for allegedly invading users' privacy. U.S. District Judge James Donato yesterday rejecting Facebook's request to dismiss the lawsuit, which claims that a photo tagging feature using facial recognition technology is an invasion of privacy. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. Get breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on
on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
And on that happy note, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Hour 2 edition. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, Sports Byline, at Sports Byline USA. Joe, we got a huge hour 2 in front of us. A couple of guests, boxing, Kentucky Derby, and in the middle, we'll fill in the gaps.
Exactly right about that big hour 2 on tap. You guys know all the usual ways to check out the Spano and Black Attack, whether it be via your terrestrial radio affiliates, internet radio affiliates, the various apps and ways you can check us out on the various devices, be it sportsbyline.com, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com, or, of course, the American Forces Radio Network. So let's take the rest of this short segment to set the table for a big hour, too. James Smitty Smith will join us in this corner TV. One of the legendary boxing guys. He's out in Vegas for the big boxing matchup, WBC middleweight title bout between Canelo Alvarez and Amir Khan, HBO pay-per-view on Saturday night. He'll help us break it down as only Smitty can. That's at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 Eastern time, right on the other side of the break. At 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Anthony Stabile, Horse Racing Radio Network, and VegasInsiders.com will join us, and we'll get a preview for the Run for the Roses 2016 edition. And we'll also take a quick look, as time permits, Kentucky Oaks and some of the other great stakes races that are featured on Kentucky Derby weekend, Bob. And as you said, in between, in that middle segment, we're going to talk a little more NBA. Frank Vogel out as the head man of the Indiana Pacers. And you and I will wonder, we'll try and answer the question as to why he no longer has a job.
Why? Yeah, I'm coming up a little short on the answers, but we'll have opinions on it, guarantee you that.
Well, that's what we'll do in the middle, but on the other side, James Smitty Smith in this corner TV joins us next. A preview of the WBC middleweight title bout between Alvarez and Khan. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phones go to hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by James Smitty Smith, the host of In This Corner TV, former professional boxer himself, member of the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame and the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, and qualified beyond all belief to talk about this weekend's card out in Vegas. Good morning, Smitty. Nice to have you with us. I'm Bob Black. He's Joe Spano. Welcome aboard.
How you guys doing on a very early Vegas morning here?
No question. Most of the people are just going to bed. You're getting up.
Yeah, you know, what I've learned to do, when you're a two-time Hall of Famer, it's a really good thing and a humbling thing, but it also means you're getting older. So I kind of skedaddled out of the MGM Grand yesterday at about 5 or 6 and didn't go to any of the functions that I would normally attend as a younger dude back in the day, so that I can prepare for one more day today as we prep for tomorrow's Canelo Khan matchup. Maybe I'm feeling like Amir Khan and I really need to be focused for 12 rounds.
Yeah, well, that's an understatement. I mean, he comes in as a heavy, heavy underdog and a possible stepping stone for Alvarez, but he shouldn't look past him, should he?
Well, you know, I think that this is interesting for both guys. For Amir, and I brought this up to him the other day, this is actually the first time in his career he's been an underdog, but I think he's kind of, you know, relishing and enjoying that. He's got an interesting tri-legions of fans with the Brits, the Pakistanis, and the Muslims. But for Canelo, you know, he's usually the favorite, you know, but this time he's such an overwhelming favorite that I think anything less than a huge win, you know, because of the expectation with the Mexican fans and a guy looming out there named Triple G, that anything less than a stoppage of Amir Khan would be a disappointment.
And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact, Smitty, that this is such a bad matchup for Amir Khan. And what I mean is, yes, Canelo Alvarez is a smallish middleweight, and this is a catchweight fight, but Amir Khan's a now puffed-up welterweight who's fighting a smallish middleweight, so he's the smaller guy. He doesn't have a great chin, and while he's the guy with the faster hands and the more slick boxer of the two, he's not the kind of guy who's going to pot shot you from distance. He's going to use his speed, try and get in and get out. And as a result, he's going to be exposed to Canelo Alvarez's power. So when I look at this matchup, what I really see is an incredibly uphill battle for Amir Khan. Can you find any way where he has a real chance to win this bout?
Well, just because, as you know, boxing's the theater of the unexpected, and anything can happen. But you did a nice job in that. Let me take it a couple steps further, though. And you know, and I understand. I really like both of these dudes, and close to both of them. First off, catch weight. The hell with the catch weight. Canelo Alvarez has been a super middleweight once he enters the ring for about the last five damn years. He goes into the ring at about, he's been at least a middleweight for 6 years and a super middleweight for about the last five. So he's not a small guy. And it's just because, remember, these guys, they weigh in the day before, and then he gains at least 13 to 15 pounds overnight. So let's dispel that part. He's a true middleweight. And the thing that you bring out, you're right, the speed that Amir Khan has, hand and foot speed, but the type of speed that gives Canelo problems is not that flowing, moving speed that he can walk down and break down. It's the quick step guys like Floyd Mayweather, Irislandi Lara, Austin Trout. I could break it down, wish we had film to break down, but those are quick step guys that go to the side and fight in circles and squares. It's different than the type of movement. Khan gets hit. Khan's been knocked out twice and been hurt, even by a light punching Chris Algieri. So it's a complete uphill battle. Anything can happen in boxing. I could see him winning a few rounds, but at the end of the day, I think that the pressure. Canelo Alvarez is one of the best combination punchers in all of boxing, and I think at the end of the day, that will wear down Amir Khan. And speaking of wearing him down, Canelo Alvarez, like most Mexicans, also really bangs to the body. And Amir has a habit that I've even joked with him about, a Smitty-esque habit, which is why I had 8 cracked ribs during my career, of letting those elbows flare out. So we're getting real technical here, but hopefully that's what the fans, want to hear.
Yeah, but you talked about Khan, and he's been wanting the big level fight for a long, long time. And look, he's had his share, but nothing on this kind of stage. Any danger here of Alvarez maybe taking him a little bit lightly and Khan being able to exploit that?
I think the opposite. That's a way you could look at it. But even when the way Canelo came up and gave me a hug the other day was a different kind of a look. I see a focus and an intensity in him. And he has that machismo, and he's hearing it from a lot of people. Whether he can't avoid it, you try to shelter fighters close to a fight, but fans want to see him taking on a guy with 3 G's, triple G. They did not want this fight. All credits and props to Khan for stepping up and taking it for the big money. And it's a real dangerous fight for him and on many fronts. But I think there's an added pressure, and I see a different focus. And I don't think that Canelo's just going to want to win. I think he's really going to try to take Khan out in impressive, devastating fashion Saturday night.
Well, we've all talked about this fight, and we've really broken this main event down, and it looks like it's clear. We all think Canelo Alvarez is the bigger and better fighter, and we expect him to win and win impressively. With that said, what's next for both of these fighters, win or lose? Where do you see both of them going in their subsequent fights?
Well, I think it's really good that Amir's going to make a ton of money. And again, anything can happen in boxing, cuts and and things like that. Something could happen. He could pull off. And if he upsets Canelo, there's another 3, 4, 5, whatever, huge fights. Maybe Mayweather comes back and fights him. That fight was supposed to take, has been talked about before Floyd retired. For Canelo, all paths should lead to the best middleweight on the planet, Gennady Golovkin. I don't think that fight's going to happen in September like it should. I know the WBC and Mauricio Sulaimán, their president, told me yesterday they want that fight. It's supposed to happen. I think somehow Golden Boy, not Canelo, but Golden Boy will avoid that fight and maybe even try to take on a guy like David Lemieux, who's fighting on the undercard, who already was disposed by Gennady. I think that's what might happen for him in September. But at the end of the day, that big fight will be made between Canelo and Gennady, and that'll be a heck of a matchup. Because again, I like Canelo, but Gennady's in a different area code than any middleweight out there right now.
Well, and you say that, and it looks like they kind of has set up the sweetheart deal to where Canelo could get his payday on what should be a relatively easy fight. Triple G got his easy fight because Wade didn't even belong in a ring with him. And, and you know, they're pointing towards the matchup. But now you're getting the dance out of De La Hoya and Canelo that, you know, we should do it. Maybe we're not going to do it. Maybe we'll push it back a little bit. It kind of puts Suleiman on the spot because his statement of, you know, we reached an agreement to do one fight each, and then we're going to enforce the rules. Well, I want to see it, and then I'll believe it.
Yeah, I hear you, and I think that's a concern with everybody involved. And I understand the business side, of them trying to, milk this thing as long as they can. Canelo is still, he's only 25 years of age. You know, Gennady's 33 or something, so they want him to age a little bit more. I think the fight could percolate a little bit more, but, you know, Canelo's already stepped up to the plate and took on Mayweather when he shouldn't have taken on. He took on Shane Mosley years and years ago when Shane had a tiny bit left still. So I think why let it, you know, there's too much concern about a damn loss. A loss really at the end of the day means nothing in boxing. It really truly doesn't mean anything. The fans don't give a damn. They just want to see great fights. So I hope they make it in September, but I agree with you. It's going to be a difficult, the machinations to make it happen are going to be difficult.
Smitty, let's go to this undercard. Maybe there's some drama there that there may not be in the main event. Middleweights are the focus for a big chunk of this undercard. David Lemieux, as you talked about, a recycled contender, takes on Glenn Tapia, moving up from junior middleweight. And Patrick Teixeira and Curtis Stevens, pair of middleweights. Talk about these two matchups very quickly and if the winners loom as contenders for any of the middleweight crowns going forward.
Well, that's all they are. You know, we've already seen guys like Lemieux and Stevens beat up. I mean, and disposed of by Gennady Golovkin. They're good fighters, not great fighters, you know, just really good fighters. Teixeira is an unbeaten kid, I believe. Really good record, like 26-0 with 22 KOs. I haven't seen enough of him, but that'll be a really good matchup. And I think Lemieux and Tapia, while that last will be a really good matchup. I think Lemieux is what he is. He's a puncher. They try to do some slick things with him. The people in Canada fancy him a little bit being more than he is. We've seen what he is, and that's what he is a puncher. And so that should help him prevail over Tapia tomorrow night. And Teixeira and Stevens, you know, that's, again, a really good, matchup on paper, which I think will turn into a pretty good one into the ring. But, again, there comes a time, you know, just like Marvelous Marvin Hagler for a time was in a different area code until Sugar Ray Leonard came along, you know, later on. And in that fight, we could go on forever about flip a coin. I thought Leonard stole it at the end and won it. But at the late stages of each round. But there's just Triple D's just the best middleweight, you know, in the world. And it's going to be, other than a guy like Canelo or eventually Triple G having to step up and wait a little bit, it's just going to be difficult because, trust me, the guy is just, you know, a different sort of beast. And I hope we all really get to appreciate him. But, you know, to really get appreciation, you have to kind of have what's called a dance partner. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Smitty, thanks so much for a few minutes. Before we let you go, let's talk about it. In This Corner TV, InThisCornerTV.com, you know, you being inducted into the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame, you going to the International Boxing Hall of Fame and hosting the festivities there. Tell us all things going on in the world of James Smitty Smith in the upcoming couple of months.
Yeah, it's been kind of a really a cool year so far. You know, man, I go all the way back to the little boy, as you know, growing up with Muhammad Ali at the street gym, and it's been a good year. I moved here in 1997 from Florida, basically because of the sport of boxing, and I feel really cool that I'm being honored here. July 29th and the 30th is the actual induction ceremony at where else? Legendary Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, and really excited about June 9th through the 12th, going and actually hosting all the stuff at the International Boxing Hall of Fame in Canastota, New York. And one of the highlights, I mentioned guys like Marvelous Marvin Hagler and Julio Cesar Chavez and all the great. But for me, what will be cool is just being right next to and being able to introduce 92, 93-year-old, whatever he is, Jake LaMotta, guys, the Raging Bull. It's still around, and he'll be there with me next month. And can you imagine 90-some-odd years old and you fought Ray Robinson six damn times? That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we can't even get Alvarez and Triple G in the ring once, and those two got in the ring six times. Incredible.
Great point.
Smitty.
Great point in the show. Go ahead.
I'm going to let you run with that. Go ahead. Take it away.
Yeah, no, and thanks for the plug about the TV show. We've been lucky enough to be on the air for 12 years now. 60 shows with this. It's the greatest fighters on the planet, past and present. Many of them aren't around anymore. And I've been lucky enough to be in the ring with over 50 world champions as part of our in-ring segment. And right now I have a bruised rib to show for that. Not for anybody that I've been in with lately, but for preparation for some guys that I'm getting ready to get in the ring with hopefully later on this year. And one of those guys who wants to do one with me two of them are Triple G and Kovalev. So I might need,
boy,
the next time you guys hear from me, I might be in a body cast. So
one
exactly.
Word of advice.
I guess a sparring Doc. Session with me would be a day off for sure. But Smitty, we're getting up against it here. Thanks so much for a few. You know you're welcome back anytime. And as big fights prevail, we're going to have you on and talk boxing with you. Go get some sleep. We really do appreciate you rising at this early hour. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the fights.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was James Smitty Smith, In This Corner TV, InThisCornerTV.com. He's one of the real good ones in the business. On the other side, why, Larry, why? We'll see if we can figure out why on the other side. We're Spano and Black on Sports Byline. Keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. Smitty was great, man. A lot of fun. A lot of energy.
Oh, he's one of the best. Yeah, he's one of the best, Bob. He's covered them all. He's done it all. He's a whole lot of fun, and he brings some real insight. And, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle for Amir Khan. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. But I think the realities are, and then we'll move on. The undercard has some decent fights on it. It's not a stacked undercard by any stretch. Bob Arum, you know, in his last pay-per-view effort, which had disappointing results, he stacked his undercard, and his undercard had some real compelling fights and some real interesting guys to look at. Golden Boy didn't do such a good job of stacking this undercard. But I think the realities are, you know, and a lot of people disagree with me, Canelo likes fighting these catchweight fights, and he likes fighting smaller guys that are posing as middleweights. He doesn't want any part of Triple G.
Oh, no.
Because I can tell you something. There's a fatal flaw with Canelo Alvarez, and I don't know if a lot of people haven't seen it. He tends to get square. Now, I don't know if everybody knows what I mean, and we'll kind of move through this quickly. What I mean by getting square, if you ever watch a boxer, their lead hand is forward, and it's only one side of your face kind of forward. Canelo can get square. And when you get square as a fighter, you are wide open to get hit in a big way and get hurt.
Yeah.
Amir Khan can't expose that, but Triple G
can.
Sure can.
Yes,
and
he can.
You get square on Triple G with his punching power, and if you're the smaller fighter, which Canelo Alvarez is, he will get starched like a shirt coming back from the dry cleaners.
Yeah, no question about it. And I mean, look, this isn't to denigrate Triple G's talent at all. I think even if Canelo didn't get square, I think he'd be the prohibitive favorite. And I don't want to say much better fighter, but the better fighter. But he's at a distinct disadvantage. And as I said during the interview, you know, Suleiman's kind of on the spot because they're dancing around the time frame for this. Triple G's camp
it's
was good
World
enough.
It's the World Boxing Council. Give
no,
me a
I
break.
Know, but I'm talking about the
the alphabet soup of boxing.
I'm talking about the respective
clown
camps, though, and the fact that, all right, you got a big payday with Amir Khan. Now you got to step in the ring, and you got to earn that payday that you got. Let's go. And he's going to try to dance around it. So
easier said than done. Again, I don't think Golden Boy and Canelo Alvarez really – maybe not Canelo, but I don't think his promoters or Golden Boy want him in the ring with Triple G because they know the outcome. Bob, what do you say real quick? We're a little short on time as we ran a little long with Smitty, but I want to talk about Frank Vogel being having his contract not renewed and being let go by the Indiana Pacers.
The old new voice.
I get it. He's not Larry Bird's guy. He was hired while Larry Bird was not part of the organization. We're talking about the new voice, as you said. The fact that he wants a little, that Larry Bird wants a little bit more of a small ball, up-tempo offense. I get all of those things. But here's the realities. Frank Vogel's a damn good basketball coach who has squeezed a lot of lemonade out of the lemons that the Indiana Pacers roster has been the last few years. His teams always play terrific defense. He keeps his locker rooms together. And when you look at the candidates out there that everybody thinks are the usual suspects, they're not near the coach that Frank Vogel is. And I'll say it like this, and then you can run with it and take it as long as you want. Frank Vogel will not be on the job market very long.
No.
If the Rockets and Kings are smart, they meet with him, and they slide a contract under his nose immediately. He is the kind of guy who could turn around both of those franchises. I'll also tell you this. Frank Vogel will get hired before Larry Bird hires his successor in Indiana. I think Frank Vogel's going to get a job that fast, and I think Larry Bird's going to struggle to find the right guy in Indiana, and I don't know if firing Frank Vogel's going to end up getting him exactly what he wants.
Well, you know, Joe, when you consider the catastrophic injury to Paul George, when you look at the dismantling of the roster, the disappearance of Roy Hibbert in the playoffs, which basically instigated everything that went on with that roster, the fact that he got them back to a level of success talks to you about his coaching acumen right there. The different voice thing, I hear Christine Aguilera is available because she's leaving The Voice. Maybe he should hire her. Who's going to turn this franchise around when you have basically one superstar at a bunch of interchangeable parts on that roster, with the possible exception of the kid that they drafted out of college this past year? Miles Turner. He's somebody you can add to the foundation and build. I get it. He's not Larry's guy. But Larry put this roster together, or didn't put it together, as the case may be. Now, if he legitimately feels it's going to take a couple of years and Vogel's voice has gotten older and will continue to get old in that locker room, from that aspect, I get it. But you can't ask for a better basketball coach than Frank Vogel. There's very few of them out in the market. And as you said, if you're the Kings, if you're the Rockets, if you're the Knicks, you better get this guy into town and have a conversation with him. And if you buy in like you and I do, don't let him leave town.
Now, forget about the Knicks. You got to run the triangle offense, and Frank Vogel runs the rhombus. So that won't be a match, and it'll be the Knicks' loss.
Yeah, it will.
That said, on the other side, the run for the roses. Kentucky Derby preview with Anthony Stabile from the Horse Racing Radio Network and VegasInsider.com. That's next here on The Attack. No flipping.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Yep, spring is in the air. The calendar has turned to May. Must mean it's time for Anthony Stabile. Anthony Stabile from the Horse Racing Radio Network and VegasInsider.com joins us on The Attack to give us a preview of the Kentucky Derby and everything going on at Churchill Downs this upcoming weekend. Welcome, Anthony. Nice to have you back with us.
What's happening, guys?
Well, doing fine. How about yourself?
I am all prepped, ready to roll. I am currently on the way to Mohegan Sun in Connecticut to host the Kentucky Derby party tomorrow. We have a great seminar. Boston radio personality Mike McNansky, Mike Veshey from the Daily Racing Forum, and I will be at Mohegan all day tomorrow, hosting the seminar, doing a bunch of the stakes races, all the stakes races, in fact, and hopefully making some money on what is one of the most contentious undercards and easily the toughest Kentucky Derby I have handicapped in my 39 years on this planet.
Well, that sounds like a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Place a couple bets for us. Let's start with the Derby and work our way back. You know, when you look at it, as you said, very tough to handicap, but two favorites, an Exaggerator and Nyquist, standing out from this field. Let's take them down one at a time. Talk about Exaggerator a little bit.
You know, I think part of the reason this Derby has been so tough to handicap is because three of the final preps and their major ones worth 100 points will run on off tracks. It was muddy in New York for the Little Memorial. It was muddy out in California for the Santa Anita Derby. And the track was good down in Florida for the ExpressBet.com Florida Derby. So I think it threw a little bit of a monkey wrench into the handicapping process. And Exaggerator is a great place to start because he had shown an affinity for a wet track. He ran well when he was second in a grade one at Keeneland as a two-year-old. He also won the Delta Jackpot. It's a $1 million race down in Louisiana as a two-year-old in the mud. So he already had some good wet track performances. But on the other hand, coming into the year, and in his two races this year, was a good second to Nyquist, going 7 furlongs in the San Vicente. Had a little trouble next time out in the San Felipe. A horse by the name of Smoky Image left the gate. Took him a little wide. Kent DeSormo had to move a little too soon down the backside. He had a weird trip, and again, he got tired. I'm a big fan of a horse third off a layoff, so he was third off a layoff, but he got the wet track, so we don't know what made him run so well. I'd like to think it was a little bit of both. I thought he was sitting on a race, a big race. I'm not going to tell you I thought he was sitting on that big of a race, but he was sitting on a big race, and the track probably helped him. So going forward, can he win Saturday? Absolutely. His biggest problem is his price. This is the type of year where 10 of them, in my opinion, 10 or 11 of them could win the race. I would not be surprised if 10 or 11 of these horses won the race. Three or four others are horses that a lot of people think can win the race that I don't. So that leaves us at 15. He's going to be 7 or 8 to 1. There's no value there in the win pool. If you're a big fan, you feel like you're stealing money at 8-1, and I get that. But if he's one of several contenders after you handicap this race, it's very hard to bet him to win because of his price.
You know, you talked about Exaggerator. We've all talked about Nyquist. You know, he comes in as the morning line favorite. Big question for me is, can this horse get 10 furlongs, and that's the distance you need to run to win the Kentucky Derby?
There are three Uncle Mo's in the race. Uncle Mo, of course, was the Derby favorite in 2011. He was scratched a week of the race. There are three sons of Uncle Mo in this Derby. Of the three, I feel Nyquist is bred the worst, for the lack of a better term, to get the 10 furlongs. Because Uncle Mo never went a mile and a quarter one time. It was an ill-advised run of Classic that year. He had had so many problems that year. He probably shouldn't have went a mile and a quarter. So we'll never know if Uncle Mo could have went the 10 furlongs. I think he was a great miler. I don't know about him past a mile. So, yeah, on the top end of the pedigree, you're a little worried. The bottom end, you're a little worried. Forestry usually throws a lot of sprinters. So there are a few things not to like about Nyquist. Number one, you hate his price. Who wants 3-1 in this race? Number two, his pedigree is not lending it to the mile and a quarter. Number three, and most importantly, he was hooked up to a $1 million bonus last time with a win in that ExpressBet.com Florida Derby as a sales graduate of a Fancy Tipton sale down in Florida. I feel like his preparations and his route to the Derby this year, the 7-furlong race in February leading into the Florida Derby, was more to get him primed last time than this time. Now, there was $1.5 million on the line for him last time. The winner's end of the Florida Derby, more than $1.5 million. The winner's end of the Florida Derby and that $1 million bonus. It's a lot of money. He earned more money on the racetrack last time out than he could win with a victory tomorrow. Now, of course, his stud value goes through the roof with a Derby win. But to me, it's a lot easier to prepare a horse to win going 9 furlongs on the first Friday and on the first Saturday in April down at Gulfstream than it is to go 10 furlongs against 20 horses the first Saturday in May at Louisville.
Well, who do you like out of the 3 Mo's with the possibility to win the race?
Of the 3 Uncle Mo's, I think Outwork rates the best chance. He has some tactical speed, which is going to be important this year because there's not a lot of front runners besides Nyquist. You got Danzig Candy, who will be the speed of the speed. And then I see Uncle Mo. I see Outwork laying third or fourth under Johnny Velasquez for trainer Todd Fletcher. He won the Wood Memorial. His detractors will tell you he beat a maiden, Trojan Nation, who's breaking from post one in the Derby, and it was the slowest Wood Memorial in the 92-year history of the race. It was run over a quirky, muddy track. He ran a fast half mile in 46 and change. He was on the pace the entire way. I think he had every right to get tired. I like the grit and the determination he showed. Trojan Nation looked like he was going to roll by him a couple of different times, and Outwork dug in. Of the 3 Uncle Mo's, he's probably the one best bred as well. His dam is by Empire Maker. Empire Maker, of course, won the 2003 Belmont Stakes and throws a lot of distance runners. So I'm not worried. I'm worried the least, let's say, about Outwork's pedigree as far as getting 10 throws.
Those are the dulcet tones of Anthony Stabile from the Horse Racing Radio Network and VegasInsider.com joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You mentioned Danzig Candy. Comes out of post 20. He's the only real early speed in this race. What kind of fractions do you figure are set? Is he able to keep the fractions slow enough where he may be able to stay on the front of this thing for the entire 10 furlongs? Or does he go out and blaze a fast pace as he did in his last start and end up tiring quickly in this race?
It took me a while to figure out his deal, Joe. And a friend of mine, my buddy Robbie Discano, who's an owner here on the circuit, his father's a trainer, a good friend of mine, know him my whole life, he pointed something very, very interesting out to me. The longer the run-up to the first turn has been in Danzig Candy's 2-turn races, the faster he's gone. Because when you're running around 2 turns, that first turn catches the speed horses and slows them down, if you will. As that run-up has gotten longer, as the distances have progressed, he's went faster. Horses run faster on a straightaway, obviously, than on a turn. He has a quarter of a mile run into the first turn. He's never had that before. So if he's a bit of a runoff type, there's no telling how fast he's going to go. With a gun to my head, I think they're going to go 22 and change, 45 and change, maybe 46. That's a real honest half mile going a mile. It's a real honest half mile going any distance. It's a super honest half mile going a mile and a quarter, for a 3-year-old in the Derby. I think it opens the playing field up. It makes the race, to me, that much tougher. If he wasn't such a runoff, this would be the kind of year where you wouldn't be surprised if a horse went 47 on the front end. You know, Dortmund set the pace last year, and he went 47 and change to the half. Now, taking Dortmund as a 3-year-old, If you told me Dortmund was going to go 47 to the half against this bunch, I would bet every dollar to my name on Dortmund. But I don't have the confidence in Danzig Candy I would have in a horse like Dortmund, and I think he's going to go a whole lot faster.
Gun to your head, who do you like on Saturday?
I had a hard time separating five horses. The five I have a hard time separating are the two from Steve Asmussen, Creator and Gunrunner, Outwork, Whitmore, and Mohamed. So I like to play this game on my call-in show, my radio show. We like to do on the quiet winter Thursday nights, we like to ask the fans for their Mount Rushmores, horses, trainers, jockeys. And on my Mount Rushmore of trainers, it's Bill Mott, Chug McGahee, Christoph Clement, and Kieran McLaughlin. Kieran McLaughlin trains Mohamed. I'm landing on Mohamed. We're talking about a horse that's going to be 12 or 13 to 1 that was undefeated going into the Florida Derby. I don't think he liked that wet track that day. His connections are all saying the same thing. He just wasn't himself that day. Kieran McLaughlin has said he's had two bad minutes in his entire life. It was the Florida Derby. Kieran's great at a lot of things in this sport. What he might be best at, guys, is when one of his horses run a bad race, he is great at stripping them down and building them back up. Normally, they come back better than ever. Last year in the Fountain of Youth at Gulfstream, Frost turned for home, two lengths in front, looked like he was going to coast to the wind, stopped like he was hit with a baseball bat between the eyes. Kieran went back to the drawing board, changed some equipment, performed a minor surgery on his throat, changed the rider, came back a brand new horse, and won the Wood Memorial under a hand ride. Had a really good year, was fourth in the Derby, finished second to American Pharoah in the Belmont Stakes, won the Pennsylvania Derby, earned a lot of money last year. Kieran is great at that. I feel like he's doing the same thing with Mohamed. He's training well. He got two sharp breezes down at Churchill Downs over the track. He's getting over the track very well. Mohamed's my top pick.
What about the rest of your exotics, your place, your show, your exacta, your triple, and your superfecta? Because there's so many betting combinations that everybody likes to take advantage of on Derby Day. Give us that quickly before we roll into taking a rapid-fire look at the rest of Kentucky Derby weekend.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm using the two Steve Asmussen horses, Creator and Gunrunner. Gunrunner got the best of the draw. He's breaking for post five. He's got four horses to his inside with no speed, three to his outside with no speed. He should work out a nice trip. His rider, Florent Giroux, is an up-and-coming rider in the sport. He worked out two great trips at the fairgrounds in the Risen Star and Louisiana Derby, saving ground, making a move approaching the far turn, and getting to the lead. I like both of those races. I like the way he's coming into the race. My one knock on him is that he's coming off 6 weeks, and I like them to run a little closer to the Derby. So Creator is probably the best closer in the race. He's another son of Tappet, like Mohamed. He'll be running late, and in his big race, the Arkansas Derby, his closing kick came in the midst of a large field. And I like that. A lot of closers, guys, will circle the field. He knifed his way between horses. Very important in a race like the Kentucky Derby. So those two, using Outwork for the reasons I mentioned earlier, and a horse named Whitmore. I because Victor Spinoza was one recently last Chrome and American Pharoah. He's climbing aboard. He's going to be a lot closer to the pace than he's been in the past. He'll be 5 or 6 months off the lead as opposed to 10 or 12. Those are the four I'm messing with. Underneath, I'm going to use Exaggerator and my man Sam a little bit. But again, those five are really the ones I'm looking at.
In 60 seconds or less, give us a thumbnail preview of the rest of Kentucky Derby weekend.
I like Landover C today in the Oaks. She ran against Songbird five times so far in her career. When she finally got out of Songbird's shadow last time in the Fairgrounds Oaks, she won by over four lengths. I think the mile and eighth is going to be right up her alley. She should work out a good trip off of the speed. It's the same connections as Nyquist, Doug O'Neill, Mario Gutierrez, and owner of Redham Stable. I like Landover C today. You get some really interesting runners tomorrow. Tepin, who won the Breeders' Cup mile against Colts last year. She's a 5-year-old man.
I think we
Meister.
Yep. You still with us, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I thought we lost you there for a second.
No, you got a horse named Spitester for Bill Mott in the seventh race tomorrow, the Churchill Downs handicap, and you get a pretty good renewal of the Woodford Reserve Turf Classic, the race right before the Derby, full field of 12. I like a little bit of a long shot to visit Darrow. If you want to get my picks for today or tomorrow, you can head over to Vegas Insider. I break down the entire Kentucky Derby. There's a four-part preview and then an analysis of all 20 runners in the race.
Well, we appreciate it. And as you mentioned, Vegas Insider and the other places we can find you, including Mohegan Sun this weekend before we let you out the door.
Yeah, if you're in the earshot of Ungersville, Connecticut, come on up. Say hello. We're there all day. Again, me, Mike McNansky, and Mike Vesci will be there. The party starts at noon. Come on in, and I will be recapping all of the Derby and Oaks races and undercards next week, starting Wednesday at 3 o'clock on the Horse Racing Radio Network. We're on Sirius 220, XM 206, and we stream worldwide at horseracingradio.net.
Well, Anthony, we appreciate the couple minutes. Great insight as always. Enjoy yourself this weekend. I know I will, and I'm going to write. I wrote all your stuff down, so when I lose money, I'm going to come directly to you.
You know where you can find? You can find me in Mom's.
That's
Superstore. You can find me with Raj and the boys.
Absolutely.
That's exactly
thanks for the
right.
time, Anthony. We'll talk to you soon. Anthony Stabile right. here on the attack, and great stuff, Joe, as we head out the door. It's a terrific weekend in sports, capped off on Saturday by the Kentucky Derby. Great stuff.
Exactly right. We gave it all to you today. Huge show. We're going to take you right out here to the top. This is where we're going to wrap it up. We're not going to come back at a break this time around and give you a short. We're taking you home. Thanks to Anthony. Thanks to James Smitty Smith. Enjoy your weekend, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Good day, all.
And your mothers.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
client immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.